Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all of our praise. And you just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook and tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Giving all glory to God for your presence today. Amen. Glory to God. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne WOW is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrow50@gmail.com, or you can connect her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne WOW, and you can inbox her there. There are several ministries that are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne WOW. First, we have on Sunday the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power, Prophetic Corner, with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Minister Lang, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit, which is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. Amen. Every Monday morning by text or email, you can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. The Moment in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. It's always a powerful word. It's always a word that will strengthen. It's always a word that will jumpstart your week. No matter what you're going through, you can hear that word. Glory to God. And it'll just uplift your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Minister Michelle does an awesome job with that. Glory to God. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne WOW and Pastor Joseph WOW at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to be a part of what they do on Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Because as I said earlier, I need a word from the Lord. And I need a word from a true prophet. Glory to God. Because everybody out there that got the name of prophet, before their name ain't truly a prophet, but she is a true prophet of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Working beside her is her husband, Joseph. Pastor Joseph WOW, amen, a preaching man, amen, an awesome man of God, a powerful man of God. So you want to get connected, amen, to Without Walls and the Wild Team, amen. And then on Saturdays, we have Wild Radio hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Cometh by Hearing Ministry. You want to be a part of that. It's every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Amen. Ah, a powerful woman of God. Amen. A praying woman. Woo! Lord Jesus, glory to God. I just thank God for each and every person on the Wild Team. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing it is to be a part of the Wild Team. Amen. And I want to encourage you to be a part of the Wild Team and be a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. If you would like to become a part or become a partner with the Wild Team, if you would just contact Prophetess Yvonne at yrile50@gmail.com or inbox her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne, and she can give you the hookup and let you know what you can do and how you can go about getting the moments in the spirit and how you can become a monthly partner with Wild's Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. You want to be a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. Amen. That includes all of our announcements for today. Amen. The message will be coming from 1 Corinthians today, the 13th chapter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, oh God. We pray for comfort, Father. We pray for those who are lost in need of a Savior. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you would uplift them in their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your love, oh God, this day, oh Father. Father God, we pray, Father God, God, that you will heal, deliver, and set free, Father, your people all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know what they need, oh God, for thou knowest all things. Oh God, we just give you praise for supplying everything that they need, oh God. Oh God, if it's peace that they need, oh Father, we know that you can do it, Father. If it's joy that they need, oh God, we know that you're able to provide it, Lord. Oh God, is it love that they need, oh God? God, if there's an emptiness filled with love, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just give you praise and glory. We magnify thy name, for thou art worthy of all our praises, oh God. Thou art a God of love. Oh, God, we just give you praise. We just worship you and adore you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just love you. Glory to God. Oh, Father God, we pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those that are in orphanage, Father. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, we pray for those who are lost. Father, lost in the world of sin, oh, Father. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will deliver their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will call on your name. We pray that they will call on you. We pray that they will come to you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you would meet the need of every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father, even those that come back and listen through the archive, meet their every need, oh God, for thou art Jehovah Jireh. Thou art a provider. Father God, we give you praise for it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that you're able to do it, oh, Father, that you're able to make a way out of no way for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify your name. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is able to supply whatever you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One must believe that he is. One must believe that God is God. Hallelujah. One must believe in order to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's able to supply whatever you need. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message will come from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to begin to read at verse number 1, and since it's only 13 scriptures or verses, I'm going to go ahead and read the entirety of the chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and the word of God reads, "Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity," and it simply means love, "I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can move mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity endeth not. Charity is not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, it not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endures all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now about his faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity," which means love. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. The title of the message today is a love thing. Glory to God, because the scriptures just said unto us that love beareth all things, and believeth all things, and hopeth all things, and endures all things. It's a love thing. Everything about God is love. Hallelujah. Love is the greatest gift of all. Hallelujah. The Bible just said unto us, if we have not love, then we are nothing. Glory to God. For we must love one another with the love that is unconditional as that of God. Hallelujah. Love is the key. Hallelujah. Love is the greatest gift of all. For the Bible says that everything that we do, we must do it in love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What did it say? It said we can speak in tongues. We can speak in all kinds of tongues. And we can prophesy. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we can preach the walls down. But if we have not love, we are nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For love, hallelujah, covers, as the word of God says, a multitude of faults, a multitude of sin. Love covers it all. Glory to God. In other words, the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his son. Jesus was sent out of love. The greatest gift that the world has ever known was the love of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul is saying to us, if we're going to serve, glory to God, we got to love. Hallelujah. We have to see people as God sees them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The love of God must dwell as in our hearts. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We can have the biggest church on the corner. Glory to God. But if it ain't no love in the church, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. People come into the house of God. Hallelujah. Looking for love. Wanting to be loved, because the house of God, the church of God, is where they're seeking love. But when you go in there, you don't feel any love from the pulpit to the door. Glory to God. Something is wrong, because the Bible says that, glory to God, if we have not love, hallelujah to Jesus, we are nothing. We're just a sounding of brass and tickling cymbals. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. But we have not yet loved. Many, glory to God, will say that they love, and they do it in the flesh. They say the three words, but they never mean anything. Glory to God. It don't mean anything. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Don't you know that anything that's done in the flesh is not of God? Hallelujah. It's not of God. Hallelujah. Because you're looking in the carnal eye, and when you're looking in the flesh, hallelujah, it's lust. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, love is love is a thing. A true thing from God. Hallelujah. God's love for the world was real. He showed us in the action that he did, that he loved us when he manifested his son. It was done out of love. It was a love thing. Because what it says in the word of God, it bears all things. True love bears all things. Love ought not to hurt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says we ought to love one another. Hallelujah. The Bible says no man has seen God. But yet many people say that I love God. Do you really love God? Do you really love him? Hallelujah. Because if you really love God, hallelujah, and you had that love thing in your heart, that spirit of love that dwells in your heart when you know Jesus, glory to God, you'll be able to love your neighbor. Glory to God. You will be able to love those that have hurt you, those who have betrayed you, those who have came against you, those that have done many evil things against you, you'll be able to love them with the love of God. Glory to God. You can't love them in your flesh. There's no way you can do it in your flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. It never envies. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not puffed up. Glory to God. It's not all about me and mine. If something is wrong, glory to God, when you can only say, I love you to your own, it's easy for you to say, I love you to your mother or your father, your brothers or your sisters, your children, your family. It's easy to say that you love them. But can you say it to somebody you don't even know? Somebody of a different race, somebody of a different background. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The believer and the unbeliever ought to feel love. God in your heart. Glory to God. It was a love thing when Jesus took up the cross. Good God Almighty. It was a love thing when he was nailed to the cross. He loved us. That was a love that bared all things. He bared it. Glory to God that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and free. Love of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why that's why Paul is saying unto us, glory to God, that we must love. We gotta love like God. You got to love your man and woman of God, your leaders, like you love God. You gotta love the people within your ministry like you love God. You say you love God? Do you really love God? Hallelujah. Because when you love God, it's gonna show him what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. One must love with the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible talks so much about love. Glory to God. It just talks so much about love that we know it's a love thing when it comes to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He loved us when he sent his son into the world. He loved us enough to give up his son. Jesus loved us enough to give up of himself, to shed his blood that we might have life. Oh, everybody look for love. Everybody want it. Glory to God. It's a love thing. Hallelujah. A matter of fact, many people love everything but God. They love their men and their women, their jodies and their jodies. They love their cars and their houses. Glory to God. They love their money. Their money can't love them back, but they love their money. Glory to God. They love their on the heap. Glory to God. And then they give stuff. They give to the poor, but they don't really love them. Glory to God. You see, you serving people, glory to God, but it's all about you. It's all about your own glory. It's nothing about God. Hallelujah. See, what God says is a love thing, glory to God. His love was for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. He loved the world. He showed the world. He manifested his love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was a love thing for our salvation. Glory to God. It was a thing that bared all things. Hallelujah. It believed in all things. It hoped in all things. And it does all things. For the Bible said the greatest gift of all is love. The love of God. Hallelujah. The love of God. And Paul is saying unto us is that we must love. And since I'm saying Peter, let's talk about Peter for a minute. If you go back to John, you can go read it in your own time, John, the 21st chapter. The Bible says that Jesus asked Peter. He said, Peter? Peter said, yes, Lord, I'm just there. He said, yes, Lord. He said, do you love me? Do you love me? And the Bible says that, glory to God, that Jesus asked Peter three times. He said, do you love me? In other words, the Bible says, do you love me? Love us about me, Peter? Do you really love me? Because if you really love me, glory to God. You see, men will forsake the Lord, but he'll never forsake you. See, Peter had denied Christ three times. When the persecution and all of that came against Jesus, Peter fled. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The question, hallelujah, that Jesus was asking him is whether he really loved him. Because in order for him to do the work of the ministry, Peter was getting ready to do a work of God. And he had to love the people as much as he loved God. He wasn't going to be able to run anymore. Glory to God. See, many times we say that we love, but do we truly love? Do we really love for real? Hallelujah. Can you tell somebody else that you love them for real and mean it? Not just to say the word, because when it says a sounding, just making a lot of noise like an old raggedy wagon. Old raggedy wagon. You ever heard of an old raggedy wagon and you're pulling it to make all kind of noise? That's the way it is. When you say you love somebody, you know you don't love them. Glory to God. See, many people like to play with love, but it's not a play thing. See, God was very serious about the thing called love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He was so serious about it that he sent his only son. Glory to God. So we have to have the same love. We got to have love in our heart just as Jesus had. We have to have the love of God dwelling within us for real. Because, see, he knows. It was not that Jesus, when he was talking to Peter, glory to God, that he did not know that Peter loved him. He knew it. See, God knows you. You can't fool God and the truth be told. You can't fool the people around you because people watch your action and what you do and how you act around others. Glory to God. But you can't fool God. Glory to God. He knows your heart. He knows whether the love in you is real or whether it is false. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just thank you for your word. Hallelujah. The gift of love is the greatest gift. It's so great that the world can't even understand it. I don't understand it. Everybody, look, nobody knows everything about God. Nobody can truly understand the love that God has for us. But I'm so glad that he loved us. Glory to God. He loved us so much. Glory to God. that he allowed his son, hallelujah, it was a love thing. It bear it all. It's everlasting. See, love always existed. But the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word came down from heaven. Love came down to heaven in the form of a man in the flesh. Out of love. It was a love thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Hallelujah. That we might have life in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can have all the faith you want to have that can move mountains. You can prophesy all you want to prophesy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can do all of the things in the ministry. You can do all the things in your community. You can do all kind of stuff. But if you have not love, the Bible says, I am nothing if I have not love. Glory to God. I can't serve if I don't love. If I don't love God, and I don't love the people like I love God, because, see, you know you got to see them as God sees them. Glory to God. Because, see, the heart of God is full. And if you can't see beyond the flesh, I heard one preacher say one time, and I never forgot it. He said, never look at the individual that the devil is using to attack you. He said, always look past the flesh and look at the spirit. Because what's coming against you in the spirit is in the spirit. Glory to God. It's in the spirit. Glory to God. So you got to be able to look at them as God sees them, as a lost soul, meaning a face. Because you can never really serve if you don't see them as God sees them. Glory to God. Many, many of souls are lost, and they need a face. And if you don't know how to love and show love, you know, we may be the only Christ they see, because we are co-laborers with Christ. We are his ambassadors. They have to feel love from us, the love of God. We have to give that love. It has to be shown in what we do. Our actions should speak louder than words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many say, I love you, but they don't mean it. Something's not for real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that. I know that. I can tell you right now, I've been in a relationship, and people done told me, Lord Jesus, they done told me that they love and they need it. But that's okay. That's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, see, people take love and they play with the thing called love. But it's not a play thing. That's a serious thing. Even, you know, it's so serious that, you know what God says in the Word? He said, a man ought to love his wife like he loves the church. Well, how can he love her like that? How can he love his wife like that? He got to know God. And he got to love God. So when he loves God, he's going to love her wife. He's going to know how to treat her. Glory to God. That's why I said love don't hurt. Love don't abuse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love don't talk down on you. Glory to God. When it's real. Glory to God. Everything about God is love. Hallelujah. Paul is telling us if we have not loved, we haven't done anything. For love is the greatest gift of all. And love comes from God and him alone. True love. Amen. Glory to God. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're seeking a Savior. Glory to God. You're looking for love and you're looking for it in all the wrong places. I want to invite you, glory to God, to become a part of the body of Christ. Amen. If you don't know the Savior, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible, believe in church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. Amen. If you give me your life to Christ today, Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. We got to get out of here. I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Tune in with us next week here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Minister Elaine Jackson.